You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Marco Amenta's first feature film, The Sicilian Girl, is based on the true story of Rita Atria, whose father and brother were mafia members and victims of mafia violence. They were both shot and killed. At just 17 years old, Rita broke the vow of silence that governs the world of the mafia, gave evidence to the famed anti-mafia prosecutor Paolo Borsellino, and testified against mafia members in court at great risk and personal cost. The Sicilian Girl is playing August 4th through the 17th at the Film Forum on West Houston Street. I'm very pleased that it brings Marco Amenta to our show today. Hello.
Hello to everybody.
Why did Rita decide to go directly to the prosecutor instead of going to the police with the information that she had?
Actually, if she would have been a boy, she would take a gun and kill the killers of her brother and father. Actually,
and everybody would have understood.
Yes, yeah, because that, I mean, she was a mafia girl. She was not an intellectual heroine that wants to give justice and the values of, not at all. She was a mafia girl. She wanted the violence and she wanted to revenge. She only went to the police, to the prosecutor, because she met once this guy, this old guy, Prosecutor Borsellino, that was a good figure, but only to use them to get revenge. Only in the second part of her life, when she started to talk to the judges and to know what is a justice system, she understood that not only she wanted revenge, but also justice. Because when she went to the judge, actually, she hated the justice system. Because his father, his brother, like all the mafia people, they hate the prosecutors. They think they are bad guys.
Would everybody growing up in her town have those same attitudes?
Yes.
Even people who are not part of the mafia?
More or less, yes. That was the past, actually, in the 80s, until the 70s, the 80s. That was the mafia. This was the background in villages. But now things are changing for chance. And more people now, they understand that the people from justice, the justice system, are good people and they fight for good cause. Also, the death of Rita Atria and the killing of the judges helped. I mean, it's their sacrifice. Helped the public opinion to understand that mafia is bad and is like cheating on people.
Tell us about her father. Why was he killed?
He was like the old mafia, and he didn't want to accept the drug trafficking arriving in the village. So in one sense, he was the good mafia. I mean, it was not good at all. But he didn't want the mafia to get in drugs. And so he wanted to stay on the old business, the agriculture system, all this stuff. And so the new family killed him because they wanted to take the power. In mafia, like in politics, it's always power that drives people to do one thing or the other.
The difference is you vote a politician out of office, and the mafia, you kill him.
Yes.
His son, Rita's brother, would have wanted to have revenge on the person who had him killed, but they killed him first.
As well, yes. And Rita would have followed the revenge again, but because she was a 17-year-old girl, she could not do so. She invented this way to go to the justice system.
Well, the shocking thing is that she is breaking out of the code. Her own mother never forgives her for it.
No, she still never forgives. She's still alive. I met her. She's still in another world. She's the old code of the mafia. She wearing black still, and she can never understand that you go to the police. You never understand that you betray the family. You betray your own family because she's a victim. Because you know she accepted all this macho society and she never changed it. And also accept that the daughter would break the laws of silence. It would have mean. Understand and put in discussion her own life. It would have mean that she make mistake her own life. So she has to hate her daughter. And also I think the choice of her daughter is not only to get justice against the mafia, it's also a way for this girl to get out of Sicily, to get out of this macho society, to this violent society. Even if she doesn't realize, it's some unconscious desire that she has to become a normal teenager, to discover her sexuality, her femininity. In fact, when she goes to Rome, away from the mafia, she met a new boyfriend, she makes love for the first time, she make up herself. She tried to have a normal life as a teenager.
Because you're suggesting that life in the small villages is really a trap.
Yes.
Everybody's trapped in the code, but also in all the old traditions. Rita has kept diaries that serve as evidence, but they're not your typical writings of a teenage girl. What did she write about?
She wrote about, it's crazy, because I actually got, I got to see the real diaries, and it was a big emotion, because when I wrote the, I saw the diaries, I understood that it was a 17 years old girl, teenager, and not a heroine. She wrote, I mean, big things with values, like fight for the justice, death, and sacrifice, but also like a little hurt for his boyfriend, I love you, you know, all these little things that write the teenagers. Because it was a teenager, and that's important to know, telling the story.
You had done it, you did a documentary film about the story first. Why did you feel that you should also do a feature film?
Because the story was still not very known, even in Italy and around the world. And it's such an important story. A girl who fight against a big power. And it's a universal story that is important to tell. And also because through a Fisher narrative, you can express inside the character and the relationship between her and the judge, her and the mother. And the big screen offers you a journey that the audience can have through images, through the landscape of Sicily, to the landscape of also of the faces of the people that you portray in the film.
My guest is Marco Amenta, whose film, The Sicilian Girl, is being shown at the Film Forum from tomorrow through the 17th. It's called The Sicilian Girl. It also allowed you to get some amazing performances by the girl who plays Rita, Veronica D'Agostino. How did you find her?
Yes, actually, tomorrow, actually, just tomorrow we have this premiere. I will do the Q&A at 7:45 show, and actually there will be also an after party at the Boom afterwards, so people that come to the show can come at the after party at the Boom next to the Film Forum Cinema. The actress, I fought for her, because, you know, some Italian co-producers, because, you know, how is Italy, they wanted a very glamorous girl, femme fatale, big actress. I wanted a true girl.
She looks like the real thing.
Yes. She's beautiful and she's strong and she has this naive side. She's very genuine. And I wanted a normal girl in the role. In fact, she's a professional because she did some films, but she never trained as an actress. But even without knowing the technique of an actor, she plays with her gut. Actually, she doesn't play. She doesn't act. It's like the actor studio, like De Niro, Al Pacino. They use the actor studio way, the Stanislavski. It's when an actor doesn't play, but he's the character. So she was the character. I didn't have to ask her smile or cry or scream, because she know she was the character in that moment, and she felt what the character would have felt in that exact moment. And that's why she's so true. And believe she won prize in Italy. Somebody said that it's like the new Anna Magnani, you know, the new realism actress.
Well, the surprise is that you had a French actor play the part of Paolo Borsellino.
Yeah, it's French star Gérard Jugnot, mm-hmm. which is a comedy actor, very famous in France. Actually, I didn't want to portray the famous Italian judge Borsellino with an Italian actor, because everybody would have known the Italian actor and would have personified the face with the actor and not with the judge. It's like here, if you want to play, you know, Clinton, I mean, you don't put like George Clooney to play Clinton, because you see Clooney, you don't see Clinton. In Italy, Judge Borsellino is so famous. So I wanted a new face, but with a great actor. And I choose this French actor, because also I work also with France. I spent 10 years in France. And it's a co-production with the French producers.
Where did you film it?
In Sicily, of course.
Were you able to shoot in Sicily? Has Sicily changed that much? The events in this movie take place in 1991, 1992, but that isn't all that long ago.
Yeah, in fact, I didn't shoot in the same village. We went on the other side of Sicily very far.
Could you have put yourself in danger if you had?
Yeah.
Because there must be some people who are still angry about what happened.
Yeah, they are still angry against Rita. They are still angry about me, because I did a documentary film against them before. So it was not a safe place to shoot in the same village. So we shoot very far. I mean, I don't go to the village. People are not very happy about me.
Well, I know the mafia isn't as powerful as it was 20 years ago, but it's still a real presence in Sicily, isn't it?
Yeah, the fact that he's not still as strong as the past is actually is not true, because they understood that if they kill people, then the press has to write about that, the public opinion go to manifestation. They understood that it's better to have a low profile. So if you don't have a crime, press cannot write about that, because if there is not a fact, an event, what you write about. So they understood to keep a low profile, but still they work and they infiltrated the politics, the economics very much. So still we have a lot of politicians that are linked to the mafia and still in power, because in Italy, the difference between Anglo-Saxon country here, if a politician gets collusion or some doubts with crimes or stuff, he dismisses. In Italy, no, they go on staying in power.
Well, he becomes prime minister and he gets to the parliament to change the laws so that he doesn't have to go to jail.
Exactly.
I'm not mentioning any names here.
No.
but the mafia, one of the ways that they kept control is that they killed people. And the message was clear. If you go against us, there's a good chance you're going to die. But didn't that also backfire? Because public opinion then turned against the mafia, didn't it?
Yeah. That's why when they started to kill a big public figure like judges, like policemen, journalists, the public opinion went into the streets because they felt that the mafia was very bad. So mafia understood that there was a bad strategy. So that's why they kept a low profile, and now they kill less and less. Instead of killing, they do business, they corrupt, and even they lose some business sometimes. But the right thing is not to kill.
Well, you live in Rome now, but aren't you from Palermo originally?
Yes, I am.
So were you aware of all of this when you were growing up?
When you grow up, there are people that say, yeah, you can grow up in Palermo, you don't see the mafia. But actually, it's like, I don't know, the bird that puts his hand on the sand. I don't know what's the name in English, you know. It's like you pretend not to see. Because mm-hmm. if you grow up there, you see that the mafia is there. And also, I think everybody is a victim, indirect, because mafia corrupt the system. So they corrupt the university, the hospital, the political life. So in some way, it stops to be a democratic place. So in some way, everybody is a victim.
So how was this film received in Italy?
Very well. Actually, got a very good review from the press, from the critics, and also from normal people. Actually, he received a prize because he was the film most seen in the schools also, because young kids forgot about heroes against the mafia, and so it's important to show it.
And is Rita thought of as a hero these days?
Yes. I mean, thanks to this film as well, because she was a little bit forgotten. I mean, because normally what you export is the faces of the big mafia guys, the big corrupted politicians. But actually, in this war that there is since 50 years against the mafia, there are also positive figures, positive heroes that fight and go on fighting.
Well, in Rita's case, part of the war is within herself, because she starts off believing her father was a good man and incapable of doing any wrong. And part of her education is discovering that her father was just another member of this system that she is finally horrified by.
Yeah, definitely. That's the bluff of the mafia, and the affiche of the film is the father that put a hand in the eyes of this daughter to prevent that she see the reality. And actually, yeah, she grew up thinking that her father was like a Robin Hood, that good guy that make justice, etc. And growing, she understand little by little that there was a big difference, and it was very painful for her to be obliged to talk badly about him and to say that he was a killer in front of the trial.
And her boyfriend was also a member of the mob. If she had stayed in Sicily, it would have been impossible for her to escape connections to the mob.
Yes, I mean, she was brought to Rome because, of course, they threatened her as soon as she started to talk to the police, because people normally don't talk about that, and it's very rare for a young girl. Yeah, she had to hide in Rome, definitely.
Although this is all stuff that was reported in the newspapers, I'm not going to reveal what happens, because when you're watching the film, you root for certain people and for certain things to happen, and there are always surprises. That's part of the fun of watching the film. My great thanks to you for being with us. I've been talking to Marco Amenta, whose film, The Sicilian Girl, opens tomorrow in its U.S. theatrical premiere at Film Forum on West Houston Street. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you to everybody. Bye-bye.